KD, listen. Is KD anybody on frequency?
K3, JCA, Richard here.
JCA, good to meet you, Richard. This is Larry. Call us KC4SKD. I better be careful. I just heard on the news where South Carolina is the second highest as far as traffic fatalities or accidents or something like that.
From the internet, I haven't watched the news this evening yet, so I haven't heard anything like that yet.
The local radio stations, anyway, it's definitely gotten a lot worse than it used to be. When I was a kid, I never thought the traffic would be this bad around here.
On the holiday season, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, you definitely want to stay off of Haywood Road, or Haywood and Woodruff Road also.
Roger. Anyway, I hope you're doing okay this evening. I had to stay at the office a little later than I wanted. We got revival at church this week, but I'm not going to make it tonight.
Just drive safe and so forth. At least you don't have the rain like we had this morning. At least it cleared up some. I don't get out much myself. I have some medical conditions that pretty much keep me pretty much confined to bed all day and on oxygen all the time. So I sit here and I play with 2 meters and UHF and DMR. My big hobby is DMR. And then I just got involved with the Ham Shack Hotline, which is setting up a phone and stuff over VoIP. So that's kind of neat. I've been experimenting with that and meeting new hams on the telephone portion of it. So, and then just surf on the internet for more ham hobbies. KA3JCA.
I hate to hear that you're confined most of the time. At least you got a good hobby there to keep you busy. But I've got 2 meter equipment and got a couple of dual bands. And that's about all I can transmit with, or that is all I can transmit with. I wouldn't mind having some kind of a general coverage receiver to listen to see what's out there. I used to have one. I gave it away, and I wish I'd kept it. I've told several people that. But anyway, at least you got a good hobby there.
I used to have an HF set up, and I kind of lost some trees and took the antenna down, and that was when I could move around and was mobile, but the last couple of years became worse. But needless to say, I wanted to get back into the hobby, and that's when I jumped into DMR, because now I can talk all over the world and basically make HF contacts through the internet using a hotspot and a radio. And so it gives me a chance to talk to other hams. I've met several hams. I've been able to learn DMR and code plug programming proficiently that I've helped people out on the radio. And then also on the landline we call, and a couple have even sent their radio to me. I fixed it and sent it back. So just gives me something to do, sir. I love doing stuff like that. Kind of pay it forward, KA3JCA.
I forgot a while ago, I do have a DMR radio that a friend of mine gave me in a hotspot. And it's kind of neat. Yeah, I talked to a guy in Los Angeles one time, and I thought, hey, this is cool. And other than that, I'm a sound engineer. I've installed sound equipment in churches before and run large sound systems. So I like doing that. That's kind of rewarding.
I've always been intrigued about, too, is the sound systems. I've done a little bit of that in my earlier days, but my goal is once I get a decent ham shack that's kind of accessible either from my power chair or by the bed, I want to take and put in like a boom arm with one mic and then wire the microphone to a switch, you know, switch network that I can key up all the various radios.
Interesting, but I hope you get that worked out for you. I do have a Yamaha mixer that somebody gave me. It's just a small one, but it does work, and it sounds decent, and I like played around with it every once in a while. And I do have a Hammond organ made about 1961 that's full of vacuum tubes, and I worked on it. I took it apart, or most of it apart, and worked on the sound system and it fixed the problems. But I like tinkering around with it.
I would love to tinker with stuff like that. I miss the days that I used to build a Heath Kit 101 stuff and operate on radios and go in and fix it. And I worked for a repair shop up in Delaware and would fix stuff down to component level. So I do miss doing that there. So another hobby that I've just started here is parks on the air. I'm not actually setting up or activating a park on the air, but I've been trying to hunt what I can around here on VHF, and got a call into my friend. I let him borrow my HF radio, and I'll get it back and put up some antennas and stuff and see if I can't look for some parks on sideband there.
When I was teenage years, we got into CB, and I had a base station at home, and Dad had a base station in the car, and when he'd get off work, he'd radio home and ask if he needed to stop and get groceries or anything. So we did that for a while, and I've got a CB at home, but it has no microphone, so it's kind of useless.
Find yourself a ham fest to go to and pick up a mic for that and so forth. But now, do you check into the clubs? Nightly Nets, if you're not aware of it, we held the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society Nets every night of the week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2100 hours. And it's also got an EchoLink node. If you can't make it, you can, by radio, you can connect through your phone or computer to EchoLink into the system and check in. And we also offer, the club has a website at brars.cc, and you can use the pre-net check-in feature there. If you know you're not going to be able to make it to check-in, you can check-in early and get your name and stuff in the logbook for that night.
Occasionally check into the net, I believe it's 98 or 99. My wife and I used to call the net on Fridays. She'd call it one Friday, and I'd call it the next. So we took turns doing that. Enjoyed that. Did that for a while. And I do have EchoLink. And whenever my wife's watching TV, I have to check in by EchoLink, or it blacks out the TV while I'm transmitting.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you called the net there back then. I moved up here to South Carolina in 2015, and when I was a little bit more active, I was with the club, and I was calling the net. My wife and I were doing the same thing. We'd call the net. One week she'd do it, the next week I would, and I went downhill. And now that we've got that straight, I'm back to calling the nets on Friday night here. So, but I enjoy it. It gives me something to do. KA3JCA.
It's just an interesting hobby I've enjoyed. Both my brothers are hams, and my wife, like I said, she's a ham. And anyway, I hate to do this, but I got to put the mic down. I'm fixing to get in the traffic. I better pay attention to what I'm doing.
It was a pleasure talking to you, and I think I have to check my logbook. I think you checked in with me on a Friday night before, but if not, please come back Friday night and check in, and I'll put you in my logbook, KA3JCA.
Hey, I hope you have a good evening, and we'll chat with you later, KC4SKD.